Motsy and Leighton for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30 on Triple M.
And I knew it had happened eventually, yeah, Leighton, yeah, but yeah. The police have caught up with you.
That's so true. We welcome to the studio Inspector from the police world, Inspector Rob Vergano. How are you doing, Rob?
Good, thanks.
Can I call you, or do you want the inspector title? Just Rob.
Hey, Rob, that's good.
Mate.
Mate, look, thanks very much for coming in. Whilst you're an inspector with the police force, we're not actually going to talk about policing because you're also a retained firefighter, so a retained fiery. And one of the things, Rob, that you're doing is you're involved in the Fiery's Climb for MND.
Yeah, that's right. The stair climb in October on the 14th it is. It's raising money for motor neurones disease, which is a big cause and something that needs some money tipped into because there's no treatment for motor neurones at the moment. So there's some big research going on at Macquarie University. So the idea behind the stair climb is to raise as much money as possible and donate it all towards Macquarie University's research.
Now, there's stair climbs and there's stair climbs.
Yeah.
How many stairs are you climbing?
This is 1,504 steps, so I'll make sure it's no more than that.
Yeah. And you're doing it in full kit, is it?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, full turnout gear with a BA cylinder and a helmet. So
how much extra weight are you carrying?
Oh, it's about 25 kilos. So it's
25 kilos?
Extra, yeah.
Extra?
Yeah, on top of my already 102 kilos.
So you've been doing training for this, obviously?
Yeah, lots of stair climbs and lots of stairs and that sort of stuff. So we did it last year. It was pretty tough, but it was obviously it's not tough compared to what we're raising the money for.
Yeah, absolutely. Where do you train here?
The fire stair at the police station.
Okay. How many stairs is that?
There's only 43, so I usually do it about 30, 40 times.
Wow. No. What, in one go?
Yeah, just one little session.
So just up and down, up and down, up and down, and keep going?
Yeah, that's right.
And when you come down, do you run down or do you take the elevator?
It just depends. I run down the first 10, then, as I get longer,
and
I walk
down. Do you do that while you're rostered on or have you bundied off by
then? No, I'll do that after a shift, just at the end before I go home.
Jeez. And do they also, because you do this, do they also get you to get the donuts and coffee?
you can arrest him anytime you like. Anytime.
Right. Yeah.
I'll give you his car regio number if you like.
So now I've already got that one. So good.
The connection with MND, there's a family connection.
Yeah, that's right. My wife's cousin, Sian. So she'll actually be down in the Riverina this weekend to visit us. She's had motor neurones now for 4 years. She's got the most aggressive form. Unfortunately, she's in her final stages. Yeah. So it's very sad. She's only 34.
Wow.
Just a beautiful person. And, she was diagnosed. She was training to do a full Ironman up in Cairns.
Oh, wow.
When she was diagnosed with MND, she had a few falls, and it took them 6 months, but that's what it was. And, long story short, it doesn't discriminate. She was the most fittest of fittest people, and she was only 29. 30 when she was diagnosed, so it's extremely sad.
It's a terrible thing.
That is so young, isn't it?
Terrible thing. Of course, this is all about raising money. How can we help you, mate?
Yeah, look, there is a link which I'll get out on a web page through you guys.
Yep.
So it's a GoFundMe page?
Yeah, that's right. It's just a GoFundMe page, and 100% of the funds raised are actually going to Macquarie University. The Fieries don't take anything out of this. This just is 100% straight into research, straight into finding a cure.
So what we'll do is we'll actually post this interview up on our website later today at tripledm.com.au, and we'll make sure the link is there. So if you want to support Rob, you can just click on that and go into the GoFundMe page to help him raise money for a very worthy cause to help the fight against MND. So it's not too far away now, is it?
No, 14th of October.
14th of October.
A couple of months thereabouts. Try not to think too close.
And when you've completed your, how many steps was it? 1,504.
Yeah, that's four. The last four is the
killer. So you get to the top, you're in full kit. What do? You take the elevator down or do you...
Yeah, you do take the elevator down, but, they got a tomb of people with spray bottles and they, you hold your arms out, they strip your jackets off because you're pretty hot under all that gear.
Yeah.
It's a pretty big relief to get up there.
So you've got the masks
on? No, not the actual mask. You're just carrying the tank.
The tank.
Yeah, no mask on. Yeah. All although I did probably need the mask last year. Get the oxygen
in there.
It was pretty tedious.
Do you lose weight? Would you sweat that much?
You know what? I didn't try it, but I might try it. I might weigh in beforehand, weigh in afterwards. Yeah. It might be a good thing. Actually.
Yeah, see what the difference is at the end.
That's exactly right. Yeah, but you do lose a lot of sweat. I was wet afterwards. Yeah.
All right. Look, good on you. It's a great thing that you're doing for a terrific cause, and we wish you well. And I know you're only new to the area, but I think you're about to find out just how generous this area is. I reckon you'll get a lot of support for what you're doing, because it is first off, it's a great thing that you're doing, and secondly, it's a very worthy cause. Thanks for your time this morning. And as we say, everybody, there is a GoFundMe page, but we'll put all the information for that up on our website later today at triplem.com.au. Thanks very much for coming in,
mate.
Thank you.
And
good luck with it.
In advance.
Good on you.
Cheers.
Good on you, mate.
Potsy and Layton for breakfast, weekday mornings from 5:30 on Triple M.